is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple and Google store, download our app, carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. It's the best way to listen to it. But in addition, now that we have daylight savings time gone and we're going to be dark, much darker through the early spring, there's another good reason for doing it. If you're getting your signal on the AM, 1580 AM, reason for that is the FCC requires AM stations to power down at dark. Why do they do it? I'm not getting into the physics of why they do it. It has to do with the sun's impact on radio waves, AM, and also what happens when the sun's rays are not as strong because it is dark. So it's important to get a much better signal. And even on FM, 92.7 FM, if you're getting it there, important to download the app if you can. Just listen to it 24/7. And while you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We put that on at the request of a lot of you. You know that there are more than 80 broadcasts that go out every day in this state. Every day, sticking up for Trump, spreading the big lie, saying there's something wrong with our elections. Every day. And we are the strongest voice, not the only voice. You know, you have NPR and a couple of others, but certainly the strongest and least polite voice in simply meeting fire with fire and standing up to it. So click on Support Devil Radio and thank you. Okay, one of the, it's a huge story and it's a subterranean story in effect, but I'm going to tell you this, and this may have occurred to you already. The Republican Party, the mainstream of the Republican Party, is laying the groundwork right now to ease Trump out of the election in the 2024 election, make sure he's not the nominee. Now, you know, you may think, come on, Matt, what are you, naive or what? I mean, come on. He's polling well in the polls, ahead of everybody else. Everybody kisses up to him, even Moscow Mitch. Some are subservient, like the Wisconsin Republican Party. One of the leaders goes, I wear socks with your picture on it, and my member is a bobby pin compared to your sword. I mean, they, you know, sick. These are sick people, of course. But the truth of the matter is, that if you look around, I'm going to give you some of the evidence. They are laying the groundwork, and I'm going to tell you how they're going to pull it off. And frankly, it's to everybody's good. They're going to try to keep the Trump base, keep some of the MAGA message and things like immigration and everything else, and ease Trump out of the picture. And they're already doing it. Trump attacked McConnell, just did, and the Republican leadership who supported the $1.2 trillion so-called hard infrastructure that just passed. We're going to talk about that later in the show. But he attacks them. Now, that's 19 Republican senators, and they didn't take kindly to that. There are 50 Republican senators, so 19 is almost 40%. 19 of them didn't take kindly to that. This fellow, Rick Scott of Florida, former governor, now senator from Florida, who is the head of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee, in charge of fundraising for the Republican Senate candidates, got up and he simply said, well, no, I stand very tall with McConnell for re-election when he runs again and with Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, and is ignoring Trump. And he does it by not attacking Trump, but he doesn't mention Trump. He just says, I'm for McConnell and Murkowski and the rest. Now, Rick Scott is no good. let me be blunt. Rick Scott was a senior executive at a healthcare or a health provider type company that was indicted for Medicare fraud. And they dragged him in front of the grand jury. Because remember, a corporation is a fake person. It doesn't exist. It can only exist. It can only act through people, obviously. So they were looking to indict the people. And they get this guy, Rick Scott, in front of a grand jury. And they go, did you commit Medicare fraud? And he goes, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. The Fifth Amendment. Now, anybody with half a brain knows, guy takes the Fifth, he's up to something, and he's hiding something. Here's the law. I'm going to give it to you real quick. You can't say what I just said in a criminal trial if you're the prosecutor. You can't say, hey, he took the Fifth, so therefore he did it. You can't say that in a criminal case under the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment that was extended to the states in the 14th Amendment. However, in a civil case, you can, and I've had that. Guy goes, I refuse to answer on the ground that might incriminate me. You get up, hey, what's he hiding? He's guilty of sin from a civil point of view. Anyway, none of this should make any difference. Guy runs for governor, which is what he did. And you'd think, what skunk like individual is this? He takes the Fifth in a Medicare fraud. His company was fined, one of the biggest fines in Medicare history. He gets elected. Why does he get elected? Because Florida is badly split. And they would have voted for him if he were in prison. They would have voted for him if he were on death row. That's what the Republican Party is like. So suddenly he sniffs around, he's governor, then he becomes senator. And now he's the head of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee. That's the kind of guy you have. But even he is distancing the party from Trump. And McConnell, the same way. McConnell just announced, well, in the upcoming elections, we're not concentrating on the past, meaning Trump. We're not concentrating on the 2020 election, meaning Trump. We're concentrating on the future. 19 Republicans voted for the hard infrastructure and 13 of them voted for it in the House, 19 in the Senate. Trump attacks them. And at some point, when you attack everybody, that's how the French Revolution ended. I think it was Robespierre. He started to hang people and kill them and cut off their head. Finally, the other leftist members of the National Assembly were afraid that he'd do it to them, and they threw him in jail. That's what happens. Stalin, apparently, at a critical moment in his premiership, two guys came into his office. He was afraid they were going to arrest him and throw him in jail. They didn't have the guts to do it, so he had them arrested and thrown in jail. That's the way the Republican Party operates. That's the way the Republican Party operates. Now, here's the larger issue, though. Take a look at Youngkin over McAuliffe in Virginia. He won by what, a point and a half? The bigger story was in New Jersey, where Phil Murphy, the governor, went from double digits or high single digit lead down to a point and a half himself, and they lost several legislative seats and the president of the Senate. And of course, they lost several legislative seats, Dems did, in Virginia. What's going on? What's going on? Youngkin is going to be the poster child of how they handle this, squeezing Trump out. Courteous to Trump, never appears with him. Saturday Night Live did a good job roasting the hell out of him for what he did. Never insulting Trump, never inviting him into campaign, never mentioning him. Somebody else mentions him because Trump endorsed the guy. He goes, oh, I appreciate the endorsement. And then he goes on. And then he talks Trump talk on issues, on immigration and so forth. Now, they have some nuts down in Virginia. They have a gal who calls herself Trump in heels, which is a pretty bizarre thing the more you think about it, but Trump in heels. And she went around laying some serious Trump stuff on people. And Youngkin would say, I don't know what she's up to. Are you kidding me? So he uses a surrogate Trump in heels to go to areas that are full frontal Trump. And then he himself goes into the suburbs around Washington, D.C. and elsewhere, and he talks traditional Republican stuff. All of it falls. For instance, local control. Are you kidding me? Take a look at what's happening around the country. Take a look at what's happening in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, local municipalities have been stripped of any power whatsoever to determine their budgets, to determine educational policy, environmental policy, labor policy, minimum wage, anything else. Republicans don't believe in local control. Republicans believe in donor control. They are the policy mules for the Republican donor cartel. That's what they are. But I think the one good thing that comes out of this is that Trump in 2024 runs, and everybody in this polite, feline, strange way sticks a knife in him, 1,000 cuts. Cut him down. It won't be the left that cuts him down. It will be they who cut him down, because they're hungry for power. And they think that the only way they can lose, and I think they're wrong, but the only way they can lose is to put up Trump, and he is such a Frankenstein, people aren't going to vote for Frankenstein. Well, you know something? I think they're going to lose anyway. People don't want this kind of feline, strange, seditious conduct on the part of a party. It's no longer an American party. It's a party of sedition. It's a party that basically sucked up to Putin, continues to suck up to Putin, betrayed NATO, betrayed the EU, betrays our allies in the Pacific, and is essentially trying to simply let their donors steal money. What they do, that's the kind of people they are. So there you have it, 2024, stand by. 2024, you stand by, and Trump's going to go, oh, I'm at, 35% in Pennsylvania. Okay, good luck, Jack. You go into Pennsylvania, and Toomey, the outgoing senator, replaces the Republican nominee, they all, death by a thousand cuts, this kind of feline subservience in absentia. Oh, yeah, Trump, I haven't seen him in a while. Well, he wanted to come in. He endorsed you. Oh, that's kind of nice. He endorsed me. No, I have a scheduling conflict. Then they'll get a guy, some bizarre individual, calls herself Trump in heels, or somebody wearing Trump on his socks, suck around him, take him out somewhere in the hills and the hollers where people still like him, and that's how they will cut him down. And I don't know that it's going to work, but stand by. The Youngkin example is going to go national. The Youngkin example is going to go national. We should not let it go national. They're going to try it out in the 2022 elections. Obviously, there are redistricting issues and a lot of other things. The truth of the matter is, in 2022, that is a warm-up. That is the last exhibition game before the big time, 2024. That is the last preview to see if this works, and we hit back at it. And the answer is that Trump is still calling pulling the strings, calling the shots, that Frankenstein is still alive. He could be president. We can't have that. We can't turn our country over to Putin. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. The ring.